Hello there, we're in the Word House, House of the Rocky Nugu. Understand that God does His things through His Word, and nothing beyond it. It's our privilege, therefore, to minister God's Word to you. And we believe that as you listen and live by these principles you're about to hear, your life will definitely be transformed. Listen and be blessed.
That God is giving us for 2021, isn't it? All right. So, Father, bless your word this morning. And as we travel, let the Spirit of the Lord go with us. Inscribe your words in the tablets of our hearts, embolden them, inscribe them, and let them become the milestones, the signposts that will determine the compass of our lives for the rest of 2021. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I can't hear your amen.
Amen.
My God, I can't hear your amen.
Amen.
I said I cannot hear your amen.
Amen.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, as an outflow of the night of prophecy, God began to give us specific instructions. And I said there were 9 instructions that God gave us. The very first of them, who can remember? I can hear you. The very first instruction for 2021 is too early to forget it. Be intentional. About what? About your spiritual growth. And what? And progress. Be very intentional about your spiritual growth and your progress. The second one, who can remember? I can't hear you. Intentionally build capacity. Intentionally build capacity. The CDs are all out there. Take advantage of them. This morning, I want to go on to my number 3 instructions. Be determined to live by faith. Say after me, be determined to live by faith. I can't hear you. Be determined to live by faith. I wish I have plenty of time this morning, but ladies and gentlemen, 3 scriptures, Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11, and Hebrews 10:38, all of them seem to say one thing: the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Who is the just? The man who has been justified shall live by faith. Zechariah Habakkuk actually put it in another context. He said, the just shall live by his faith. By his faith. Pastor, how does this have to do with 2021? Please look up here, ladies and gentlemen. The opposite of faith is fear. Everybody say fear. I can't hear you say fear. Now please look up here. When you wake up in the morning, read your Bible before you watch the news. And I will tell you why. Because when you watch the news, when you listen to the financial analysis, when you listen to the health COVID reports, when you see what's going on in terms of security, the degeneration of security in the country, when you look at everything that is going on, your heart will fail you. And if you're not careful, and those indices, those reports that you see every now and then on channels television, on CNN, and in all the other places, if those are the things that you feed your heart with, you will not be able to thrive and excel in 2021. Ladies and gentlemen, when the scripture says the just shall live by faith, let me tell you what it's simply saying. It's simply saying, in the midst of all the conflicting reports, bad news, in the midst of all the terrible things out there, please live by what God says. There's an old song we used to sing in those days that says, something like, I'm not moved by the things I see. Hallelujah. I'm not moved by the things I hear. Hallelujah. And then he goes on to say, I'm only moved by the word of God. Hallelujah. What am I trying to say? Listen, you have to make a choice between facts and reality. Everybody say after me, facts. Say reality. Say facts and reality. Pastor, what do you mean? The fact is that, yes, there is insecurity in the country. The fact is that the numbers are spiking up as far as the COVID report is concerned. The fact also is that Naira is now almost 475 Naira, headed for 500 Naira to the dollar. The fact is that there is job loss on the increase, and very few jobs are being created in this country. But guy, what is the truth? What is the reality? Everybody say reality. You know, Jesus was introducing himself and he said, I am the way, I am the I can't hear you. I'm the truth and I'm the light. That word truth actually means the word reality. And it's the exact opposite of the facts. Because the fact, most of the times we suggest otherwise. But the truth or the reality is what God... How many of you know that God is the one who sees the big picture different from whatever you are saying? We can only see now. And even when we make those analysis and predictions, we always make them with some calculations, some mathematics, or some scientific postulations. But at the end of the day, many of you know a lot of the times it has proven to be wrong. For example, they actually said when the COVID broke out that dead bodies would be picked on the streets of Africa like flies. Didn't they say that? Answer me, did it happen? So not all your predictions will come to pass, and all negative predictions will cancel in the name of Jesus Christ. But this is the point I'm making. Jesus is the reality. Believe it or not. That's why there's a story in the Bible when there was famine in Samaria about when the prophet of God opened his mouth and said, by this time tomorrow, there'll be bread. Food will be available. And guess what? The commissioner of finance looked at the analysis, looked at the figures, looked at the fact, looked at all the financial postulations. And the guy said, even if God will make windows in heaven, this thing will not come to pass. And the guy said, hey, you're working with facts. I'm working with reality. Your eyes will see it, but you won't eat it. I pray that every single word that God has spoken concerning you in 2021, no fact will cancel it in the name of Jesus Christ. The reality of God's word will cause it to come to pass in your life in Jesus' mighty name. That's why we said in this year, walk by faith. There's no money in your pocket. That's the facts. But you know the truth? The truth is that it became poor so you can become rich. So you're feeling really, really sick right now. That's the fact. But guess what? The truth is that by his stripes, what happens? You have been healed. So you've got to be able to walk by faith and not by fact. And the greatest expression of faith is in two ways. Number one, your words. Number two, your corresponding action. Pastor, what do you mean by that? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. It says, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe and therefore have I what? Spoken. If you believe, we will see it when you speak. We will hear it in your language. We will hear it in your attitude. It says, I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. How do you know a man who is living by faith? You always hear it in his language. This is the general language. Oh boy, things are bad. Let us face the truth. Let's not deceive ourselves. Things are bad. Nigeria is going to collapse. Everything is going down. Nothing is working. Security is not working. Economy is not working. The other one is not working. The truth is that things are really, really bad. Ladies and gentlemen, that's how the ordinary man talks. But guess how the man of faith talks? He says, you know what? Darkness may cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But for me, the light of God will shine upon me. He says, his glory will be seen upon me. My case is different. I don't care what happens in the land. All I know is that because I'm connected with God and I'm in covenant with God, my own case will be different. You must learn how to talk by faith. The spirit of faith says, I believe, therefore have I spoken. Say what you believe. Say what you believe. And guy, this is the bad news. The bad news is that you are a believer. And guess what? For the believer, if you say you can, you are right. And if you say you cannot, you are also right. Pastor, I can't make it in 2021. Looking at the way things are going, we cannot make it. In fact, it's impossible. Let me just say this to you, Pastor. If you hear that I'm dead tomorrow now, don't be surprised, because anybody can just drop and just die like that. You are right. Sir, you are right. You are absolutely right. But guess what? If you also open your mouth and say, in the name of Jesus, I walk in the covenant. Yes, I will keep the rules. I will observe the protocols. I will do what I need to do. But it is impossible that the Son of God will perish outside of Jerusalem. Sir, you are also right. You are absolutely right. One of my best footballers in the whole world. He has never played in Chelsea, unfortunately. But it's my best footballer of all time. His name is called Zlatan Ibrahimovic. I love that guy so much that I wish one day I would travel to, he's in AC Milan right now, isn't it? I would go to Spain or somewhere and see that guy. I just love the guy. You all know that interview. They were interviewing him. Who is the best footballer? He said, well, Ronaldo is trying. Aguero is also very good. This other one is doing well. This other one is also not doing badly. They said, but you didn't mention your name among the people you are calling. He said, you don't compare lions and human beings. Then he was sick right? After some time. And then, but he recovered very fast. Came back, scored goal on the first day he recovered. And they asked him, how come your recovery was so quick? He said, lions don't recover like human beings. This guy I'm talking about, father Muslim, mother Christian. Okay? He's Swedish because his parents migrated to Sweden looking for greener pastures when he was 2 years old. And then parents divorced at the age of two. Father was a drunk. He became a bicycle thief to survive. And he was a non-bully in school because he was big. He would beat people, collect their food, since they don't give him food to go to school with. That's the kind of human being he was. But guess what? I don't know where in the Bible he got that mentality. That while others are humans, and I hope you know the word human is from the word humus. It means earth. But the Bible says you are a life-giving spirit. And that guy grew up with the mentality, I'm not human. I'm different. I'm lion. You don't compare human beings and lions. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Are we saying he has not fallen sick? No, he even got COVID. He did and recovered. But guess what? At 39 years old, if I'm not mistaken, that guy is still one of the best strikers today in the world. You know why? You don't compare lions with human beings. Please walk by faith. The facts will be there. But take the word of God as superior to the facts. He says, my ways are higher. They are not conflicting, but they are higher than your ways. So men's ways are always this way. God's ways are, because God sees what you don't see. Say amen, somebody. Yeah. I don't like the way you're responding this morning. Please, I don't have time. Go to the next point. Number four, right? Strive by the Spirit to be exceptional in character. Strive by the Spirit. Do everything in 2021 to be exceptional. Everybody say after me, exceptional in character. Say again, exceptional in character. Can you say for the last time, I will strive in 2021 to be exceptional, to be outstanding in character. Karabo Koshanda. Reputation is who people think you are. Character is who you really are. And when the chips are down, your gift will take you to the king's palace. But it's only character that will keep you there. Are you still there, somebody? Character is who you are when nobody's watching. And please look up here. Look up here. In 2021, do everything you can to be exceptional in character. Let me say this to you. Your character is like remote control, both in the hands of Satan and in the hands of God. Pastor, what do you mean? Satan is holding the remote control of your character anytime he pleases, either to pause you, stop you, or rewind you. God is holding the remote control of your character to fast forward you. But guess what? The power to determine the button to be pressed is you and not God. Are you still with me? Come on, talk to me. Are you still with me? I don't know whether I was 19, whether I was 19, 1990, whether I was 999. Who remembers that millennial day? I was supposed to go and preach in DROC. Silva, you remember that year? I was supposed to go to DROC to preach for a convention. Now, it was a millennial day. It was either 18, 19. It was 10. 10th of October 2010, something like that. And I was the largest Assemblies of God in DROC Congo. I was a guest speaker. They had met me in Kenya, and they listened to me preach, and they reported to the overall bishop, and he said, that's their guest speaker for their convention. Ladies and gentlemen, I've never been to DROC Congo. I've been looking forward to it. It was going to be my best entry into that great city. I prepared for that program. I fasted. I prayed. I was ready to explode. A week to the program, I got a call from HOTRO Lagos. And they said, Pastor Paul says, next Sunday you are preaching in Lagos. That next Sunday is the Sunday I'm preaching in DROC Congo. And by upbringing, I don't say no to my father. There's no excuse. It doesn't matter the kind of program. So confusion came. How do I pick my phone? They were buying tickets that week. They've not bought tickets. Everything is said, poster, handbill everywhere, billboards everywhere in DRC Congo. What do I do? Well, prayerfully, I picked my phone and I called the bishop and I said, sir, there's a problem. I'm a man under authority. My father says I should preach for him same day. I don't know what to do. But if you don't mind, I'm going to send somebody to you that will represent me and you will never regret it. Please do me this favor. I promise you, I pledge myself for next year, I will make it. The bishop was confused. They had to hold a meeting in the church. And eventually, they all agreed that if I am giving my word that I will come the previous year, then I should send anybody of my choice. Question is, who do I send? Men, listen to your wives. If you have any man close to you, draw his ear if it's your husband and say, men, listen to your wife. My wife said to me, you have many, many sons. Send one of them. I said to my wife, I said, this matter not be son matter. I said, there's a gentleman, and my wife knows the gentleman, who opened the gates of East Africa to us. I said, this is a good opportunity to pay the guy back by letting him represent me. My wife said, but you know this guy. His character is somehow. I said, baby, leave that character somehow thing. This guy did us a favor. If not that this guy took us to Kenya, Congo people will not have met me and they will not be inviting me. Let us use this one and pay him back. One good deserves another. My wife said, I am not talking about gift. I'm talking about character. Send one of your sons. You know them. Leave this guy alone. I use spiritual authority. I shot my wife. And I called the guy. I said, are you willing to go to Congo? He said, as I'm talking right now, my bag is packed. I connected him with the bishop. They got him business class ticket, everything. He went there and preached. 2 days after the program, before he left, I called him. I said, oh, guy, I beg you in the name of Jesus, don't close this door. As you go, behave. Please, just hold yourself. Make sure everything goes well. Come back so that tomorrow we can still go to Congo again. He said, ah, Pahead. Call me Pahead. Say, Pahead. Trust me, it's going to go well. Ladies and gentlemen, 2 days after the program, I picked my phone, I called the bishop. How did it go? The bishop was quiet. And after a few minutes, he said, well, the person you sent to preach on your behalf did very well. He tried. But if he had character, it would have gone very far. I've not gone to Congo from that time till now. My engagement has been cancelled. Because one man with character closed the door. Ladies and gentlemen, please look up here. I hope you know that you can be so fast in life and you have moved so fast forward, and Satan just wants to mess you up. He wants to pause your life. He wants to make sure you don't get promoted. Let me tell you how he does it. Very simple. When he wants to pause you or rewind you, they just held a meeting, list of promotion. And as they're about to, as they saw your name there, 3 people in the board says, you want to promote this one to branch manager? You want to scatter the bank now? You don't say mouth get dauria. Gossip. Then they finish for him out. The way that man they talk, all of us in the region, it will put us in trouble. Please, remove his name. Let's promote the others so we know what we're dealing with before we scatter the whole of this region. You know what your destiny, your character has done? It has paused you. It has paused you. It has paused you. Because the people know they dare not promote this individual. If they do, it's a threat. All their secrets, because he doesn't know how to keep quiet, in dauria mouth, will scatter everything. Character is so powerful, gentlemen. I said it's a remote control in the hands of Satan. See, Satan is not intimidated by your gift and anointing. He knows that you can go do anything you want to do. In fact, the more popular you are, the better for him. Because the day he wants to mess you up and turn your popularity into what he's smelling, he knows that all he needs to do is to press one button and you will either steal or be caught in adultery, or be caught in one nonsense, or be caught doing one terrible thing. And you know, in those days, we needed This Day and Guardian to carry the story. Now we have enough bloggers who are praying night and day, let there be bad news, so I can carry story, so that I can sell markets. He knows that one punch of the button, either he pauses you, stops you, or reminds you. So you have risen to this point, he returns you back to what you used to be 15 years ago. Your character is a remote control in the hands of the devil. Are you still there? Talk to me, are you still there? Yes, can you talk to me, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you are aware. I was in a relationship. I loved her to pieces. From law school, I loved her. We entered Port Harcourt side practicing law together. I loved her. I had proposed in law school, she not agree. I continued to try my luck again. You know what I'm talking about? I tried my luck again. This time around, the car don't come now. Money don't, small money don't come. You know what I'm talking about? Small money don't come. So she agreed. And I made up my mind, I'm already my married man. Started planning wedding. Until one day, something happened. I needed 5,000 naira to borrow from somebody. I drove to her chambers. A lady had given birth. The child had turned blue. Needed to be rushed back to UPTH Port Harcourt. We needed money to quickly, and she was attending my church in Port Harcourt, my own ministry at that time, at my own church at the time. I needed to rush her to the hospital so we can pay the bills and so on. 5K. And I said, can you borrow me 5K? She looked at me in the eyes and said to me, I've discovered that your whole life is to be running up and down for people, running up and down for different people that you don't know. He said, this baby that is born, who is the father? Do you know the father? A girl just gave birth. You are running up and down and so on. By the way, I have 5,000 naira, but I want you to listen to me. In case you don't know, I'm very stingy. True story. I'm not making it up. I am very what? Stingy. And I'm not going to give you the 5,000 naira. I turned back with tears dropping from my eyes as I entered my car and drove away. I knew that was the end of the relationship. I didn't need to write a letter of separation. I knew the relationship died. Why? Because I knew the whole of my life is running around for people I don't know. Come and talk to me, somebody. My entire ministry and life is running around for people I don't know. So if I'm going to marry a woman who doesn't believe in running around for people she doesn't know, we can get married. Stinginess destroyed that relationship. How many of you are in relationship? This is 5 years. Your birthday, he borrows money to impress you. His own birthday, you have never bought pure water for him. That's your relationship. Between you and me, it has ended. It's still existing on Facebook, but it's over. I don't understand girls who believe that God created them to only collect and receive. And now the associations are getting many now. Either the association of stingy men or stingy women. And some of you have become members also. What's the problem? Let me tell you how your CV reveals your character to the man that wants to employ you. Please, I don't have time. Let me show you how your CV reveals your character to the person that wants to employ you. They went through your CV. It's been 5 years since you came out of NYSC. And they discover in 5 years, you have changed 5 different jobs. Nobody will employ you. Because you know what? Your CV shows inconsistency of character. Instability of mind. Yeah, it's the Bible calls it, and the Bible calls it, how did James describe it? Unstable as water. Your CV already reveals your character. 5 years, 5 jobs. They know that if they employ you, you have 6.5 months to raise the company. After 6.5 months, they know that you have moved to greener pastures. Nobody will employ you. You may be binding the devil, but there's something that reveals who your character is. It's there, it's there. Listen, if you have no problem, borrow from this, you won't pay. Borrow from this, you won't pay. Borrow from that, you won't pay. So tell everybody don't know, say you'll be borrow. Your character has already placed a ceiling on you. Between you and me, people are saying, no, give her more. Don't give her more. If you give her, me, no go see her back. Don't try her more. Don't do it. Don't borrow her more. No, it's not a laughing matter. See, let's be honest. This is church. Please fix your character. In 2021, yes, it's your year of rising. Character will bring you down. No? Character will bring you down if you don't fix your character. My time is really gone. God help me. Okay? So, and please listen to this. If you are a pathogenic liar, it's not difficult for people to know. Because once, see, inconsistencies show very easily, particularly in a relationship. Listen to this. A man who cannot marry you because your father is a palm wine tapper and your mother is a farmer, let him leave you alone. What's the use telling the man, my father is a professor in America. My mother is a lecturer in Abia State University. You and I know that everything you have told the guy so far, based upon which the foundation this relationship is existing, is a lie. Be- truthful. Let them take you for who you are. You know, a daughter in this house did something that I so tripped for her. She went into a dating site and she said she did this. She said, "Pastor, I posted my photograph without makeup, one. I posted the second one with makeup, two. I said, I posted them because I wanted who is going to marry me to see me as I am and to see me when I've done makeup. Let him decide he wants to marry me." She posted it today, 5 days after. One black American said, "I want to see you." Born again Christian like her. Cut a long story short, I've slept in their house in Dallas. Married, happily, living well. The man said, what tripped me was that she posted the photograph without makeup. She said, when I saw it, I said, this is a real girl. This is a real girl. This girl is a real girl. As I'm talking to you, I have spent a night in their house in Dallas. Happy. The guy is from heaven. Tell somebody, be yourself, Joe. Stop all this lie, I need to pay. Come on, tell somebody, stop the lie, I need to pay. My God, tell somebody, stop the lie, I need to pay. I pray that God will use your character to fast forward your destiny, fast forward your finances, fast forward your job, fast forward your ministry, and take you to the place of your assignment in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I can't hear your amen. Amen. Is my time up? Okay, 8 minutes. I have a few more minutes to go. All right, so let's do this quickly. Are you still there? Talk to me. Are you still there? Come on, talk to me. Are you still there? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, character is so important. It's everything. Very quickly, let me say this more thing about just this stuff about character. Please listen to this. The worst people that have the worst problem with character, I have found out, are people who have seeming cultural limitations. Everybody say after me, cultural limitations. I can't say cultural limitations. Please look up here. Where I came from, a woman is nothing. A woman is just a property in the house. In fact, when you have a visitor, a woman stays in the bedroom or in the kitchen. Because a woman doesn't talk when man is talking. Sir, I know that's true where you came from. But there's another place that you have come from right now. It's called the kingdom of God. And this your postulation doesn't work there. Please, it's time you begin to make necessary adjustments between where you came from and where you now belong to. Is anybody hearing me? And understand that where there is a conflict between where you came from and where you now belong to in Christ, you've got to fix your character. I give you an example. Married man. So you went out. Work closes by 5 o'clock. Let's say 6 o'clock. Let's even say 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock. By 7 o'clock, usually your car is driving into the garage. You're back home. Now, on this fateful day, 7, 8, 9, 10. By 10:30, 11 is when you're driving home. Madam is worried. Your battery died, your phone is not going through. Everybody's wondering what's going on. And then you walk into the house. All you needed from Madam was, "Honey, I'm so sorry. My battery died. Couldn't get a charger." Before you know what's happening, you know, as we're about to close, my boss just fixed another meeting. That's how we had to go to Golden Royal Hotel to go and do that meeting. Some clients came from Lagos. Simple explanation. But let me tell you how stupid cultural men behave. "Madam, I'm the man of this house. I come back in this house anytime I want to come back, and I go anytime I want to go. Nobody will be questioning me in this house. After all, am I not the head of the home?" You are irresponsible. You're very irresponsible. You may think it's okay. And by the way, this brings me to my last point, which is that in 2021, please, this is my last point, or my last point for this service, because next service I'm going to take other points. Listen, in 2021, make up your mind to be responsible. Everybody say responsible. Yes. Tell me, be responsible. Yes. Sir, this is your wife. This woman loves you genuinely. You're coming late under this atmosphere, where nobody is sure who has been kidnapped, who has not been kidnapped. Oh, and the woman is simply out of her love and concern. She's angry you are coming late. What does it take you to humble this your ego? I say, madam, listen, I didn't plan for it. Why didn't you collect somebody's phone and call me? Only it didn't cross my mind. The meeting was so intense, there was no room to even make phone calls. Explain to her. It's a simple thing. If she's angry, she's angry because she loves you and because she cares for you. Let's stop this cocky arrogance from your village that's about to finish you and finish your marriage. Please, let us be responsible. Pastor, what do you mean when you talk about being responsible? Please look up here. I believe, and I propose, as a church we propose, that both husband and wife should work if need be, so that supplies can be coming from both ends. Husband will bring his own, wife will bring her own, no matter how small. That's our position as a church. We do not propose woman stay at home, man work. No. The reason is because as things get tougher, it's better. You went to school also. Use your own certificate, even if it means a stay-at-home job. Something that brings in an income online or something. But please do something. But guy, please look up here. As a man, please be responsible. Be responsible. You know the tragedy of this generation, there are many children who are here in Esut whose parents don't know the price, the cost of their school fees, and they don't care. There are girls in church whose parents don't know if they wear pants, and they don't care. They believe she is girl enough to make money by herself. There are parents who don't even know where their children are, and it doesn't bother them. I don't burn them. If you like, make it good. If you like, make it bad. What it concern me? It's called irresponsible. Listen. Be responsible for your family. And there's this popular saying, when something is going wrong, they will do it. They will fix it. Somebody is going to take care. Who is called somebody? Who is called they? If something is going wrong around where you are, sir, there's no other day apart from you that will fix it. You live in a street and it's a neighborhood thing. Everybody contributes money for the plastering of the potholes. Everybody contributes money for security in the street. Everybody contributes money for either light, water, or something. Don't be the man that's always the last to pay. And before you pay, they're going to curse you. So out of the pain of the curse, you're going to bring small change. You can't go pay. It's called irresponsible. Please, plan for your family. Plan for the children. Do everything you can to be a responsible individual. And can I say this to you? The same applies in church. Walking into church, many times, many of us see many things don't work well. Some things are not right and so on. Being responsible means stop saying, I hope they fix that. I hope they fix that. Being responsible means walking up to a pastor or one of the leaders and say, what can we do to take care of that thing? I don't like the way, I told you how a young man from South Africa, never seen him before, Wednesday midweek service, walked into this place. And when service was over, one look at him, I knew he doesn't stay in Nigeria, the way he was dressed. And then finally, by the time I got to talk to him, he sat down with him. He said, well, my name is Susan So, came in from South Africa, blah, 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 I'm going back next week. But please, sir, I don't like the way the stage is. This altar doesn't look good. Please, pastor, can I have the cost of a new rug for this altar? That's the guy that paid for this rug. Even though we added some money later on another. But the point I'm making, how does a stranger walk into a church and takes responsibility for a church he doesn't belong to? It's called being responsible. It's saying, I can't continue to come and watch children's park. The same things I saw there 2 years ago, now the same thing is still there. When are we going to have some more fun for the children to play with? Pastor, can you give me permission? Let me order for something else. For this other thing. I saw this other thing in my children's school. It's very fine. Pastor, I want to order for it. Guy, it's called being responsible. It is taking responsibility for yourself. And please, can I beg you? Let me come home to you. be responsible for your body odor. Nobody else is responsible for it. I don't care. Listen, it's not a laughing matter now. Sir, don't leave your house. Put something here. Even if it's sosorobia, put it. Put it there. You sweat. When you sweat, it will smell. Is anybody hearing me? It will smell. I don't care how anointed you are, it will smell. Put small here. Then put two for here, one for here, one for here. When you get close to somebody, you smell good. I know that God anointed you with good smell from heaven. I know. But sweat, they change them. Sweat, they change them. Be responsible. Be responsible for your clothes. You don't need too many clothes. The few one you have, wash it well. Iron it well. Don't soak underwear. 1 week, the whole house is smelling. Your boxers or your pants or something is still soaked. Everywhere smelling and so on. This is being stupid and irresponsible. Stop it. Wash the clothes. Dress the bed. Be responsible for how your house looks. Listen, I'm talking about things that look like little things right now. But these are things, it's a year of rising. Rise above this kind of childishness and irresponsibility. Take responsibility for your life and destiny. And can I say this to you? Parents, let me say for the last time, parents and brothers and sisters, if your parents are still alive, be responsible for them. Please, I'm begging you, be responsible for your parents. Don't pretend like everything is well with them in the village. You know it's not. Play your role. Do what, I don't care if it's only 2,000 you can be sending every month. But sir, take care of your parents. Be responsible. Don't let people in village be asking, where in Pekin? Where in Pekin? You not get children. Where the children they? Don't let your people in village be asking questions that are embarrassing to your parents. Be responsible for them. Not all our parents have the revelation we have today. Not all of them were able to make the investments you are making today. Not all of them were exposed to financial principles you and I have today. A lot of them work as civil servants, retired, and to even collect the pension is a problem. You know their condition. Sir, be responsible for them. Let your children, let your parents wake up in the morning and the only prayer in their mouth is, God will bless Emeka. God will just bless him. God will just take care of Amaka. If not for this, my daughter and I don't know how I would have been surviving today. Let that be the prayer on the lips of your parents. Rise on your feet, my time is up. Be responsible. Be responsible. Be responsible. And as you are responsible for your spiritual, for your physical parents, don't also forget your spiritual parents. Be responsible. Let's not be children who were not taught in spiritual things. Remember, as you remember your physical parents, remember also your spiritual parents. Lift up your two hands. Say after me, in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, in 2021, I commit my character into your hands. Help me. Help me, oh God, to fix my character, to walk in honor and walk in integrity in the name of Jesus Christ. I consecrate my character to you, Heavenly Father. Everywhere where my character is flawed, mercy, 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 in the name of Jesus. I pray, let your strength be perfected in my weakness. Let your grace be sufficient unto me. I commit myself to being responsible in 2021. I'll be responsible physically, financially, spiritually, professionally, and otherwise. I make this commitment in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I can hear you in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Come on, I can hear you in Jesus' mighty name we pray.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. For more inquiries, you can log on to www.hotrwordhouse.org. Truly, the word works.